Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the O'Leary Partners Observations Podcast, where we provide unique insights from influential Floridian professionals, UBS thought leaders, and other distinguished voices within our UBS O'Leary Partners network. Today's episode is titled The Heart of Miami, How United Way's Chief Philanthropy Officer Drives Change. I'm your host, Gabrielle O'Leary, a financial advisor for the O'Leary Partners at UBS Private Wealth Management. I'm located in Miami, Florida, and I can be reached at 305-536-9241 or gabrielle.o'leary@ubs.com. Our special guest here today is Gladys Reed, Chief Philanthropy Officer from United Way Miami. I'm really excited about today's episode because we're not just diving into the topic of wealth, but we're exploring something even more powerful, what we choose to do with it and why that choice matters. If you're here in Miami like I am, you know that the summer has a way of bringing people together. Whether it's a beach sunset, a backyard barbecue, or even a quick hello while walking the dog, that sense of connection, that's what we're channeling today because this conversation is all about heart. You may have caught a recent Wall Street Journal headline that talked about how charitable giving has been down in 2025. And honestly, it's understandable, right? Because with market uncertainty, higher interest rates, and shifting policies, many families are simply being more cautious. Who can blame them? But at UBS, our CIO sees signs of a turning point. As we head into the second half of the year, we expect a more stable economic backdrop, so think more clarity on trade and fiscal policy, Fed easing, and potentially lower yields. And with that, stability often comes with renewed confidence and generosity. So today, we're not just going to talk about giving. We're going to talk about giving with intention, with purpose, and yes, heart. And there is truly no better guest to join me than someone who leads with all three. Gladys Reed is the Chief Philanthropy Officer at United Way Miami, a nonprofit organization that's been the heartbeat of this community well beyond the holidays. And a fun fact about Gladys is that she recently made the leap from a successful career in banking to a purpose-driven role focused entirely on impact. And in doing so, she's helped transform countless lives right here in Miami. Gladys, I am so thrilled to have you here. Welcome to the podcast.
Oh my God, I am so excited. I mean, this is the highlight of my week.
Likewise.
This is really exciting. And I want to start by obviously thanking you and UBS because just the fact that you invited, really, it's not about me, it's about our mission in United Way. And the fact that you've made this request for me to join really says a lot about you and the company you work for. So I want to start by thanking you for the invitation.
Oh, it's our pleasure. You are most welcome. So speaking about mission, let's begin at the roots of the mission. So Gladys, for those who may not be familiar, how would you describe United Way's mission today? And what are a few of your top impact priorities as we head into the second half of 2025?
No, thank you. That's a great question. It's a great way to start. Well, first, I will say United Way, we've been around now, it's 101 years. So it is unbelievable. And we're here to stay. And I love the here because it's an acronym that we have felt really talks about our core four pillars. So it's health and well-being. It's education, it's resilient communities, and economic mobility. And I will say that I think sometimes what is tough about talking about the United Way mission is that we do so much that it's very hard to have a quick elevator speech about it. There's other great nonprofits like American Cancer Society, just by the title and the name of that nonprofit, you know what they do. With United Way is much more complex, but it's because we do so much more. But I will certainly attempt to do that today and really hone the main things. For example, we have partnerships with 60 impact partner agencies, nonprofits, and we support them and invest in approximately 100 programs and local 17 initiatives that help local individuals and families. This allows us to offer immediate support with food assistance and housing and childcare, healthcare and financial help from keeping them falling into poverty. And aside from helping these 60 nonprofit agencies, again, in our four pillars, where I feel United Way has become more transformational is what we call our direct services. So we have Mission United to help our veterans. We have the Center of Financial Stability that helps families and individuals in financial coaching and free tax preparation. We have the Center of Excellence in Early Education, a nationally recognized school, a demonstration school. Obviously, we all know it's pivotal, those early, the young children from 6 months to 5 years, those early years, and giving them that type of high-end education. And it is those direct services that we provide in what we call wraparound service. So, for example, if you have a veteran that has needs for financial coaching, has children in that age group, we're able to help them with all that. We've been super excited in the last couple of years in our Upskill Miami program, and that really goes to the economic mobility piece. So this is a workforce development program that reskills and upskills the local workforce through partnerships that we have that provide training to individuals that if it wasn't for this type of, well, let's just say that if it wasn't because of our donors, we wouldn't be able to have a program like Upskills that takes individuals that wouldn't have these opportunities, and we provide them training and support and then help them in employment in key industries of high need in our community. Everything from nursing, construction, aviation, and education. So United Way has really identified those gaps in our community where we really need to see more of those types of employees. No matter whether you're a person with a lot of resources or not, everybody wants to have good health. You want to have good nurses when you walk into a hospital. Construction is so important because real estate is so big in South Florida. So hopefully I've given you a glimpse of everything that we do. And I'll lastly say, we've been around, as I mentioned, for 101 years. Hard to know how many people in total we've helped, but within the last year, we've helped 187,000 individuals through these programs and services. And I love when our CEO, Samira Hudson, said, that a board member said, where would Miami be without United Way? So I'm going to stop here and hope that I gave you, again, a glimpse of everything that we do.
Yes, indeed, Gladys. That's such an energizing snapshot. It's clear that United Way Miami isn't just responding to needs or to the gaps that you alluded to. You're anticipating them, but you're doing it with strategy and soul. So now let's rewind the clock just a little bit. Gladys, I know you've built a remarkable career in banking. What was that pivotal moment or influence that led you to pursue this particular role in philanthropy leadership?
Yes, you know, I get that question asked a lot. So I'll start by saying I was a career banker, love banking, have many friends still that are bankers, and we have a lot of great banks that support United Way Miami. So it was a great career. But I think like all of us at one time go through this where you feel like I had just felt personally that I had done everything that I wanted to do in banking. Love the three banks that I worked for, all very different, but they were all great. I had a lot of great mentors and colleagues, many that I still keep in touch with these days. But a couple of years ago, I started to feel like I wanted to do something different. And I wanted to do something that I would wake up in the morning and feel inspired by. And I had been involved with United Way Miami for, you know, as a donor, I'm still a donor, and as a volunteer for close to 20 years. I was part of a giving community called Women United that you know well. I had been past chair. I was elected to the board in 2020. So I love United Way. I love the people that I met, not only at United Way, but also the many community leaders and business leaders that are involved. I really feel United Way Miami attracts the best of the best of Miami that really helps our community. And I was so honored when I was elected to the board in 2020. So I had a conversation with the CEO a couple of years ago and now my boss. And it really wasn't even about going to United Way. She had come from that corporate America and made the switch to nonprofit. And I just wanted to kind of pick her brain. Just say, fast forward 2 years later in December, she called me. And don't want to sound so cheesy when I say this, but she had me a hello. So when she gave me the opportunity to talk to me about leading the development team, and again, because of my involvement, I knew some of the folks that now report to me and being chief philanthropy officer, even my own husband says, don't even think about it, do it. And it's really an honor to work at United Way Miami. By the way, the other thing I'll say that there's a lot of correlation with banking and what the work that I do now, the parts that I love, which is the relationships. And so when I get to get in front of a corporate partner or an individual and talk about our mission and see how we could be a good partner to them and their employees, it's very similar to my job as a banker, where it was all about relationship and helping folks. I'm sure you feel the same way in your capacity, Gabrielle. So super happy that I made the change.
That's such a powerful shift, especially when you talk about how relationships are really the foundation of what keeps you inspired and really driving for more. And I'll say that, Gladys, that's got to be a reminder that career changes can be purpose-driven transformations, and your journey is incredibly inspiring. So now let's talk about what stays with us long after the meetings and the strategy sessions fade. Gladys, can you share a recent story with us that stayed with you, or one that brought United Way's mission to life in a deeply personal or unexpected way?
Oh, absolutely. There's so many stories that really, that's the best part of being involved. Whether you're an employee of United Way or a donor, the impact, and when you hear from individuals, there are so many we could probably be here all day, but we'll not. So we'll illustrate one recently that really, I just think, grabbed my heart as so many. So a lady named Jessica is someone that talks about her story, where she came up in a family where the parents had substance problems. One thing that really grabbed my story when she talked about it was when she was 10 years old, her mother dropped her off at school and never picked her up. Even when I say the story now, it makes me want to cry, being a mother myself, and just how that she must have felt so abandoned. But, you know, she was focused on surviving, and she finds a part-time job at Publix. And by the way, we love Publix. Publix is a great sponsor, corporate partner and sponsor of us, of United Way, you know, United Way nationally, but certainly a great partner with us. And her manager, what a great gentleman and boss, went to our employee that handles the Publix relationship and talked about Jessica and her story. And so we got involved and we gave her the tools so she could push forward and she gets her certification in childcare. Fast forward today, she's a mother of two children. You know, she has stability. She has her own family. She has a bright future ahead of her. I got to meet her, a super sweet lady, young lady, and she's come so far. And again, you hear her beginning. By the way, one time I skipped over this part. She's sleeping in her car. So she really, against all odds, really has persevered, but it was the people that helped her along the way, that manager in Publix, United Way, and that really helped her to get to the where she is today. So it's a story that really, it's profound.
Wow, you're right. That story truly gives me goosebumps. And it's such a powerful reminder that change doesn't always start in boardrooms or policy circles. It starts with people. It starts with heart. And one of my favorite parts of hosting this podcast is having the opportunity to explore where purpose meets planning, or where smart financial decisions actually fuel meaningful, lasting impact. And that's something that I've been hearing a lot from lately, Gladys, especially from business owners, families, or even some younger clients, is this growing desire to give more intentionally. They're not just writing checks anymore. They're asking deeper questions like, how do I align my giving with values that really matter to me? Or how do I involve my kids? And that's a conversation our team at UBS loves having, because it's a big part of what we do, which is helping clients turn their success into significance. And a tool that's come up more and more in these types of conversations is a donor advice fund, or a DAF for short. And I'll say that DAFs have really become a go-to for individuals and families that want to give back in a way that's thoughtful, flexible, and tax smart. And the way that we approach it at UBS is very personal. It's not just setting up the structure, even though that's incredibly important, but we work closely with those clients to design a full giving strategy, helping them really identify causes that align with their values and even find ways to bring the next generation into the conversation. So, to give you some background for anyone who's unfamiliar with a DAF, this is how it works. You contribute cash, stock, or even appreciated assets to your donor advice fund. You get an immediate tax deduction, and then you have the ability to recommend grants to your favorite charities whenever the time feels right. And clients love it because it's tax efficient, especially when donating appreciated stock. It's simple, so there's no need to set up a private foundation. And it's really a great way to involve children or grandchildren in conversations around legacy. And lastly, those assets in the fund can continue to grow while you're deciding where to give. So for families that want their giving to be both heartfelt and strategic, donor advised funds are often a powerful piece of the puzzle and something that our team can help with from start to finish. And that really brings me to my next question, Gladys, because whether it's through DAFs, corporate memberships, or broader partnerships, there's so many ways institutions and companies like Publix can step up to support community organizations like the United Way. So from your perspective, what kinds of collaborations do you find is most impactful?
No, I love that. By the way, I love listening to everything you said. So much to learn from you, and I have want to do more of that. And I love, just like I said, listening to the information you just provided. So I go into our corporate partners, and I like to start by saying them, is it important to you for corporate branding, to brand your company? Is volunteer projects for your employees important to you? Is engaging the younger population of your employees important to you? What about entertaining your own clients or vendors or prospects? Is that important to you? And generally, the answer you get is yes, 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 and more yes. So we can help in all that, including we can help your own employees that are what we consider the population we help, low to moderate income, that are, as we say, you know, one paycheck away from poverty or financial crisis. We also do that as well. And so once we talk to the corporate partners, we have a host of ways to get involved. So we do volunteer projects. By the way, that's always one of my favorite things to do when I was an active member of United Way before I joined them. We just did 3 days of back to school drives at United Way, and we were able to, because of our volunteers, assemble over 1,000 school bags to children that probably would have not been able, their parents, to afford to do, to have that, anywhere from elementary to high school. So our volunteer projects are very important to us. We do that. We have our giving communities that are, I want to say, again, I was one of those, part of Women United. So these are individual donors that are probably our most passionate donors. They really want to get involved. They want to network. They want to build relationships. When I was a banker, I was able to develop business because of my relationships that I created at United Way. I should say I formed. There's also the piece of, you know, we do lots of fun events, food and wine, Veritas, where, you know, I took clients and I entertained clients and they loved it. So there's just different ways that we can help a company partner up. And at the same time, obviously, the money piece is important. The donations are important through the sponsorships and all of that that we accomplish, because it's such a win-win, because at the end, we're giving back and we're helping our community. So that's the way I approach when we get in front of our corporate partners.
It's such a relevant call to action for the audience. And community investment isn't just the right thing to do. It's a smart, strategic move for any company that's serious about long-term value. And for those listening who, let's say, may not be able to write a big check just yet, but still would love to be part of the mission, Gladys, what do you think are the most immediate and impactful ways to support United Way Miami today?
So absolutely, I totally agree with you. Every dollar matters. By the way, we're able to turn $1 and the way we invested back to the community, it turns to $2.87. So every dollar matters. So immediately, if anybody wanted to help us, I would encourage you to go into our website, unitedwaymiami.org. I just did it this morning because I wanted to look at it myself before I jumped on the podcast. We talk about how to get volunteer. If you just want to go to a volunteer project and meet other folks, we have all of our volunteer events, and that's always, we're always updating. If you want to give a donation of whatever amount that you feel you could do and you want to do, it makes you feel good, you have an easy link that you can make a donation. We also talk about how to get involved in our giving communities. We've got two that are for young professionals, one under 30, one under 45. I mentioned Women United. We also have donors, a group called Tocqueville, very special group of donors that donate 10,000 and above. And then we have our small business giving community. We know that especially in Miami, I think it's like 98% of all businesses have less than 100 employees. So we have that giving community as well. So there is an immediate way to help by either a small donation or volunteer or get involved with our giving community.
Amazing. And I love how you just said that you were able to turn $1 into $2.82. And I also think it's absolutely fantastic that you make giving back so accessible and no contribution of time or talent is ever too small. But before we conclude our discussion, I always like to end on an aha moment. So Gladys, what do you think is your personal why behind this work? Was there a defining moment that crystallized your passion for community-driven impact and giving?
So I want to talk about two moments. So one of the moments was when I was very young in my career, in my 20s, I worked for a bank called SunTrust. And SunTrust was very involved with United Way, as many of our banking partners are. And I just started to do the small deductions, you know, through my payroll. It was easy to do. That's another way that we can get companies involved, by the way. Didn't mention that. We do employee campaigns. And then we have a lot of great partnerships that way as well. But anyway, I started to do that. And I went on a tour to the Children's Home Society. And when it was organized through a tour between SunTrust and United Way, and when I saw those children, similar to the Jessica story, that they just grew up in circumstances that are very tough. And if it wasn't for United Way, and again, our donors to help us with this, their lives would be completely very different. And so that was my first kind of like, wow, the impact of the dollars. And then recently, a couple of 2 years ago, before, obviously, I had mentioned that I was really struggling with, I want to do something else. I want to do something inspiring. I actually was in Epcot and it was written on a wall and it impacted me. I took a Photoshop of it. It said, it was written by a 10-year-old, by the way. I still have it saved in my phone. It says, I may be only one person, but I'm one person that can make a difference. And later that week, I had lunch with a good friend. And I told her this and she says, I can tell you were impacted by this. And I said, yes, I was. I even took a picture of it. Let me show it to you. I told her. And she says, well, that's because that's you. And you always want to make a difference. And I said, yeah, it's not only me. I think anybody that wants to give back and pay forward, that for me, it's never been about just being on the board or building relationships or developing business when I was a banker. Granted, all of that was important and is important. But for me, I just wanted to make a difference, whether I was at a volunteer project helping with the landscaping or whether I was painting a wall, which I'm not very good at, but I attempted to do it. I just want to make a difference. And so for me, it's really that simple. And this 10-year-old summarized it very well.
That's incredibly moving, Gladys. And that's a very wise 10-year-old. And I'll say thank you for sharing your heart so openly. And before we wrap, I want to say that these summer days remind me that warmth isn't just about the weather. It's about people. People who lead with heart. People like Gladys. United Way Miami isn't just a nonprofit. It's a force that connects those who can help with those that need it the most, like Jessica's story. It's a reminder that change doesn't happen on its own. It happens when we show up. So I'll say that if today's conversation sparks something, an idea, a memory, or a pull to do more, go explore UnitedWayMiami.org. There's always a place to get involved, big or small. And if you're thinking about how to align that drive to give back with your financial goals, our team, the UBS O'Leary Partners, is always here to be a sounding board or to help you think strategically about making a lasting impact. I encourage you to shoot me an email or give me a quick call to learn more. And with that, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Gabrielle O'Leary, signing off with a whole lot of gratitude and a reminder that small actions done consistently can shift everything. Take care, everyone. Stay cool. And most importantly, stay inspired.
This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional advice. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and is a member of FINRA and SIPC.